William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Death in Denmark, the first Gabriel Prust novel, by Amulya Maladi, performed by Robert Petkoff. For my father Hanumantha Rao Maladi, who loved a good mystery, and for my friend Radhika Kasichenula, who would have thought Gabriel Prust was as cool as I intended him to be, the world isn't the same without them in it, and my heart aches. Don't you know that a midnight hour comes when everyone has to take off his mask? Soren Kierkegaard. When the rich wage war, it's the poor who die. Jean-Paul Sartre. Lily Uiska Anna Marie, Little Jewish Anna Marie. Greater Copenhagen, October 1st, 1943. There were 20 of them, huddled together in a truck that Lars Hansen used to transport vegetables from the farm to the market in Copenhagen. Rumbling down the road in the middle of the night, they were en route from Copenhagen to Hansens Gård, the Hansen farm in Helsingør. Anna Marie was cradled on her father's lap. Sitting on the metal bed of the vehicle, he leaned against a sack of onions and garlic, the scent of which tickled Anna Marie's nose. No one had spoken since they had started to drive. Although Anna Marie had only just turned 7, she already understood how important it was to remain silent when she was told. She knew their lives depended upon it. Since the Germans had come to Denmark 3 years ago, she and her family had been living in fear. She heard her parents talk about it when they thought she was sleeping. The truck stopped after what seemed like hours. Anna Marie was tired and had dozed off for a while, so her legs were unsteady as she stood and gazed around. There was a family of 4 awaiting them, a father and mother and their 2 children. Anna Marie's father helped her out of the truck, holding her in his arms. She wriggled out of them, not wanting to look like a baby in front of the new people, especially the girl who looked to be her age. She had light brown hair, loose around her shoulders, just like Anna Marie. She was wearing a blue dress with white stockings and black shoes, just like Anna Marie. The girl smiled and introduced herself.
"I'm Elvira, and this is my brother Ib."
"I'm Anna Marie," she said, her eyes lit with pleasure at finding a new friend. Around her, the adults shook hands and introduced one another. Everyone looked tired, gray from stress. Helga Hansen, a stout, smiling woman, tried to cheer them with her welcome.
"Come on inside where it's warm," she said,
putting her arm around one of the women who was holding a baby.
"You've had a long ride. The kitchen has a fire going, and I have a meatball and dumpling soup simmering on the stove."
Elvira's older brother helped by carrying their bags inside the house, and Lars Hansen spoke to each of the adults and children as they settled into the kitchen.
"You are the same age as my Elvira," he said warmly when he shook hands with Anna Marie. "She has some dolls you can play with."
Anna Marie looked at her mother, who held a cup of coffee in her hands, and when she nodded, Anna Marie almost clapped with glee.
"Let's go."
Elvira grabbed Anna Marie's hand and led her into her room. The farmhouse was large and had space for all of them. Everyone slept that first night, scattered around the property. Many slept on beds of hay in the barn, some in the hall of the big house, and 2 in the large kitchen. The next day, they'd taken quick baths with cold water in buckets and changed into clothes provided by the Hansens. Anna Marie was given a dress that belonged to Elvira. It was white and green, and she loved it. It was now her favorite dress. That evening, they had dinner in the Hansen kitchen, all seated around a big table. It was like a party, Anna Marie thought, seeing her parents and their friends happy and smiling for the first time in a long while.
"I wish we could just stay here until the Germans go away,"
she told Elvira when they went to the barn to see the new baby goat that had been born just 2 days before.
"Me too," Elvira said. "But you have to go on a boat to Sweden to be safe. There have been others who stayed with us and then left by boat. They always leave in the night so the German soldiers can't find them."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?